KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW.
Help me find a set of directions and instruction manuals online for that amp.
Where did you get it? It should have come with a manual.
Oh, it did. I've already wore out the first set.
Well, that's good news. You ought to know it inside and out by now.
No, my head was leaning over last night, and what went in the eyes came out the ears. So I'm not gonna fire that thing up. I got it turned on, but I'm not gonna actually try to put wattage out until I'm really comfortable with it, and especially with that tuner. I think I've got the tuner squared away. You know, with the three types of presses on the tune switch that they've got on there. It took me a little bit to find that on there. So anyhow, I'm going to be completely comfortable before I fire that puppy up. But I just thought I'd let you know, Pacific City, Oregon, no problem without the amp.
You're going to find when propagation is in your favor, there's no limit to what you can do. It used to be the sunspot cycles have been going down, down, down. The peak of them, they're every 11 years. And the peak has been getting lower and lower and lower every year since about the time that I got into it, or a little before that. And you could hit, on 10 meters, you could hit Europe with a handheld back then. If they ever get back up to that high again, it'll be that easy. But you're going to find instances like that where you can go a long way with very little power. I go to Australia, South Africa, Europe, Alaska regularly every single day on 2 watts. That's all, just 2 watts.
An FT8 and packet and a whole bunch of other goodies on digital. I'm talking about just voice.
Well, I don't do FT8. I do Whisper. Whisper's a predecessor to all of those. All of those modes is one of the very early ones. When PSK was popular, it was popular. But you're right. It is a lot easier with that. But that just shows you when conditions are in your favor, there's no limit to what you can do. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. When I first got my ticket and I got on my TS-2000, I keyed it up on 15 meters and I sent out CQ 2 times. And K4LL, I think his name was David, in Yuma, Arizona, which is 2,000 miles from us, came right back to me, said I had an excellent signal. I was brand new ham. When I hung up with him, I called my dad and told him, guess who I just talked to?
Wow. Well, last night, N4MMW and I were listening to, I mean, he was coming through with a 9, an S9, and he was in Cape Town, South Africa.
That is really good. That's your ability to rotate that dipole gives you that. With mine, I've got a fixed 2 sides of my antenna. The major lobes are fixed. Your major lobes are variable, so you ought to be able to get South Africa. That's a hard one for me to get.
And listening to him, he was he actually was talking to a couple of guys in South Carolina. So, and they said they were running 500 watts, so I am optimistic I'll be able to hit that guy very soon.
Remember that video that Nathan presented in the club meeting where he was showing gray line for both of you, right? If you can look out into the future and find out where gray line lines up for both you and that person, your probability of hitting that person is going to line up a lot more.
Exactly what was going on last night, because he was talking about it being like 8 o'clock of the evening, and that was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon for me. So I think that may have been what was going on, hitting the gray line. Well, listen, Dave, I appreciate you coming back to me. I just thought I'd share a little bit of enthusiasm with you and let you know it's working. So anyhow, I got to go in and go back to work. W4DJW, appreciate you coming back. And I'll talk to you very soon because I may need a little bit of help on all that. KN4BWA, clear after your final.
Okay, one other thing you might want to think about getting for that amp is a paint bucket full of mineral oil and some 50-ohm resistors in the oil as a dummy load so that you can tune, you can get used to tuning that amp under ideal conditions, right? If you pump your antenna straight into the dummy load and it can handle the 800 watts, and you then you can learn what it is supposed to do while you're turning it versus what it's going to do when you're on the antenna turning it. Just a thought. They're not very expensive.
Okay. All right. Now you and I are going to have to get together on that and give me fill and detail on that. So, yeah, that sounds good. That might be a much easier procedure than doing all that stuff, you know, hitting CW and lining that up and then going back and forth. So, all right, I will get with you on that, Dave. So, anyhow, KN4BWA, clear after your final, big guy.
Okay, well, every ham operator that pushes out any power like that needs a dummy load. Everybody needs a dummy load anyway. They're good to have. They're always handy. Take care. Good talking to you. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear.